It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610, you got Lopez, you got Figgy Phil, you got me, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Wednesday. A nice, cool Wednesday in the city of H-Town.
We got two hoodies in the room.
Yeah, man.
We got two hoodies
and
in
I mean,
the room.
It's hoodie season. Your shirt got a hood on it.
It's the little fishing shirt. So? This is more for to protect yourself from the sun.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, okay.
All the sun that's in the studio right now.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hope you're having a wonderful day.
Looking like Bill Belichick.
Hanging out with, yeah, exactly, on to Cincinnati.
That's how you fish sometimes. When you've been out all day, right there.
Man, you look like you're about to rob somebody.
Exactly.
Man.
That's what I thought. Looked like it was about to have Black Air Force activity going
yeah.
on. But yes, if you were on the YouTube or the Twitch, you were treated to John Lopez masking up as if he was going to try and take somebody's money.
Yeah.
Though, if you want to get involved there, YouTube is Sports Radio 610. Twitch is 610 Houston. And always, always, always get involved. Another text line, 713-572-4610, where we're getting into our question of the day. What's the worst situation you ever just been thrown into?
Man.
As it seems like Drake May is going to have that. We had news yesterday that Drake May is indeed going to start for the New England Patriots this week, which I was like, oh, I personally don't know if I would do that. Jacoby Brissett, it's fair. Like, he had not been in a great place necessarily towards the end of that situation. And so they're like, hey, time to turn it to the young fella. Allow him to go, and he will face off against the defensive line. You know, the law firm of Hunter and Anderson Jr.
Yeah,
right. He will have that indignity, and so yeah, that will happen. But can you relate in any way to Drake May having had a situation where you were just thrown into a place that maybe you were not particularly ready for?
All right, so think about this, you guys. You know, you were thrown into a situation where you go, okay, thanks a lot. Just completely overwhelmed, unprepared, but you had to do it. I had one from back in the day. I'll probably think of a more recent one here, but the one back in the day was just humiliating. And as soon as it happened, I was like, I've got no business doing this. So back when I was in the newspaper world early on, this was, you know, way back. I was in
What's
the
a newspaper.
Yeah, exactly. That's how far back it was.
Okay.
So I was in the office and I was working on whatever I was working on, a column or a story or something like that. And the guy that lays out the front page of sports called in sick, and there was nobody else available because they were doing other things, obviously, to lay out the front page of the sports section. So the sports editor says, hey, Lopez, can you do that? Well, you're not going to say no when you're 20 whatever years old. Sure. So I laid out the front page of the sports section. Dude, it looked like a fifth grader did it the next day when I picked up the paper. It looked like... Like, I didn't know how big the headlines were, where the stories go, what happens where. There was like a bunch of white space, you know, between the stories.
On the front page?
On the front page of the sports.
That's prime real estate.
Did you keep that page?
No, I threw that.
Oh, you should have kept it.
Sean asked me the same thing.
Oh, man.
You got that somewhere, don't you? Hell no.
That's the type of thing that you don't appreciate when it just happened, but you appreciate later.
I was like... And of course everybody was, you know, giving me a hard time, but the crazy thing is I thought I was going to get fired. I busted deadline by like 45 minutes or an hour. So all the guys in the print shop downstairs had to be paid overtime.
Oh, man.
So, so you cost the company money, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sure some people was ready to go home.
Yes. Not only did I cost the company money, but it, like I said, it looked like a fifth grader could have done
this.
This
guy Lopez taking a long time. I got to get home for dinner.
For months after that, they would say, you know, hey, kind of the running joke in the newsroom was, hey, what do you think about Lopez? He's a great writer. he can't lay out a paper for squat.
Yeah, somebody, I'm glad you censored yourself. Yeah. That was fantastic there. Somebody texted, on the Twitch rather, why didn't you use the template from the day before?
You can't, because it's different stories, different lengths of stories. Okay. You know, the headline fonts and all that. But the thing I really screwed up is like the width of each column. I had off by, they used to call it a different term, but like a half an inch each.
Yeah.
So like there was a story and then a half inch of white space and then a story and then another half inch of what? It looked awful. It looked awful.
I'm glad they didn't find
it. It looked like a high school newspaper.
Fantastic. I mean, just for a day. See, now I feel like that would have gotten a lot worse for you if you had to do it for like a week.
No, it was just that one day.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I kept writing.
There you go. Yeah, just put your head down. Do not make yourself too prominent in that situation. Yeah. Get back to
the
what
good
you
news.
Do
is I never had to do it again.
Had to is an interesting word to use there. I feel like they made sure that you did not do it again, but I respect it. You did what you had to do. My version of being thrown in to a place where you were not necessarily prepared. I am not a morning person.
Okay.
I've never particularly been a morning person. I'm working on being better about that as I get older. But relatively early on into the career, had one of those situations where, hey, man, you got to fill in.
Mm-hmm.
And fill in on the morning show.
You're not going to say no.
I don't even think I had an opportunity to say no. And then here you go. You were interviewing Jerry Jones.
Oh, wow.
And Jerry Jones, I don't even know that he's like a particularly difficult interview necessarily. However, you guys have all watched morning TV, especially when it comes to sports. That's one that for some reason they love using. And I'm like, ooh, boy, it's not just the normal, like, hey, you're interviewing someone and, oh, did you do a good job or not? It's like, hey, people are going to use this, right? This feels like something that's going to be listened to by a lot of folks and other people will use for more content. You probably should not bleep this up.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I felt a lot of a little bit of angst walking into that one. Like, all right, well, I am in the morning. Hosting the show, and then also now I got to talk to this man everybody cares about in a big way.
Yeah, it's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mine is pretty much similar to yours. So I think the first time I actually filled in as the second person of the show,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a week. I think this show was off,
mm-hmm.
and I was the only producer working.
Yeah,
and so it was just me and Baseball Spo, man.
Oh wow!
And so I was right here. He was in there. So I'm like, man, I don't know how this gonna work. So I thank God for Spo because he kind of took it on as kind of a solo show.
Yeah.
And with me weighing in, you know, a little more than a producer usually weighs in. But the other one that really took the cake was right before Reggie got here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last 2 weeks, it was just me and Lopez. I was right in that seat where you was at. And I'm like, man, this is a lot. It was a lot of, I was stressed out for the last 2 weeks, man. Because you constantly got to think about what you want to talk about.
Right.
You got to come up with takes. And I'm like, I'm out of takes. Like, I don't know what y'all want.
I'm all out.
Yeah. I was going home. I think by Wednesday, my voice was raspy.
Yeah.
I was losing my voice. I'm like, man, I don't see how y'all do this for a living, man.
I respect it greatly from here. I also recognize that our job definitely isn't digging ditches. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
Our job is a little bit more difficult than it seems from the outside. And nobody wants to hear that, and I get it, right?
No,
like,
yeah,
people are out here working in the sun or doing all sorts of things and crunching numbers. I get it. Your job's
tough. But see, the other thing is, too, about that, we get a lot of people that think, oh, y'all just talk on the radio for 4 easy peasy. Yeah. I can do that.
Yes, but okay.
Listen to me. This is the reason why I'm not on the radio 4 hours doing exactly what y'all doing. Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of technical stuff that people don't know about, mm-hmm. and you got to be super polished. It's not just doing a podcast. I could do a podcast for 6 hours, but doing a radio show like this where it's all buttoned up and you got to stay on the clock.
Well,
and
I don't know how, buttoned up it is.
Hey, buttoned up loosely.
It's buttoned up compared to a regular podcast.
Man. I'll bet a lot of people can relate to this. Signed up my son, my 3-year-old, for YMCA soccer, and they said, you're the coach. And he didn't know a damn thing about it. I bet you there's a lot of people like, yeah. Kick the ball.
Real quick, from the 832, somebody did bring up, so I was thrown into the fire with this one when I had to do the Captain Mickey show. I was thrown into hell. It wasn't even the fire. They sent me right down there with the devil, man.
Wow. I'm going to be completely honest. I'm not familiar.
Yeah, so Captain Mickey, he come on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays
and Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah, it's from like 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked,
as I mentioned, not necessarily a morning person.
He talked about fishing and all that stuff. So last minute, I think he got sick and the producer got sick. So I'm like, hey Figgy, can you put the show together for the outdoor show? I'm like, I had no idea what I'm doing. So I just kind of did some voice tracking and stuff, and people liked it.
Okay. I think people like you. I do appreciate when you end up in those situations that are really tough. It's really great to just be like, the first impression is, well, I like this person, mm-hmm. because that really does color the way that we view anything. It's one of those things that I always find interesting where it's like somebody did a good job, but you don't like them. So mm-hmm. you kind of veer towards the negative, or conversely, if somebody maybe didn't do the best job, but I like that person.
I had one. I'm very comfortable speaking in public. You know, I do it all the time. But I had one recently where I was just invited to a fundraiser, a big fundraiser by a group. And they said at the last minute, can you MC? And I was like, sure, you know, I don't mind that. I've done that a bunch as well. I had no clue what the organization was. They invited me, like, okay. So I was Googling while I was on stage, what is this organization?
On stage?
Yes, because it was like last minute. So I winged it and it worked, but I was like, oh yeah, this foundation is, oh okay, now I got it. I didn't even know what the foundation was.
Have you been thrown into like an uncomfortable situation, like in life, just being around some buddies or something like that, and then you gotta like step in and like step in between like them and their old lady or something like that?
I can do you like, one better. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea if they're listening, so shout out to the homies. But there was one time where one of my homeboys when I was younger got a beating from his mother in my house.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he got a whooping.
Mm-hmm.
And we was just sitting there, and you're just like, you can't leave. You ain't got nowhere to, you know what I mean? You're just sitting here watching this man get a whooping in your house.
Yeah.
We had to go in, like, we had to go at once it was over, once the waters had calmed, had to go and just go ahead and get him a blanket, get him some Advil, just lay down, go ahead and take your nap, buddy. That's all there is to do at this point. Just
get some Advil.
Yeah. Got him a nice little whooping in there. So yeah, that was a very uncomfortable situation because I don't know what you're supposed to do in that moment.
Yeah.
Right? How do you go back to eating mac and cheese after that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got in a bad situation to the point like this could have got me in jail for a long time.
Oh, you told me this.
Mentioned this before. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it PG, but a homeboy hit me up like, "Hey, you want to make $10,000?" And I'm thinking I'm young and dumb. And I needed some. I'm like, yeah, what's up?
Yeah, who
like,
don't need $10,000? Yeah.
Hey, pick me up around the corner around 2. I'm like, all right. So I drive over there. We driving down, park right in front of a bank.
Oh Lord.
Oh no. And Bootman became Wheelman. That's crazy.
I was sitting and I was scared, man. I was so scared. And he had everything he needed, and he had some homeboys in the back, and I'm like, I end up talking them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to play it cool because I didn't want to look like no sucker, but I was just like, man, it's too many people around here, man. Like, it's broad daylight. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, nah, that's too risky.
Look at you negotiating.
And he was like, Man, I was driving back home.
All of a sudden, you were gracious. Have you seen Collateral? It sounds like you were Jamie Foxx in Collateral. I love that film.
Oh, man.
Someone said from 713, those naps after whoopings always hit different. 10 out of 10 experience. Best sleep. I don't think you can call it a 10 out of 10 experience if you just got a whooping.
Maybe the nap is.
The nap itself might be, but I feel like it is.
Yeah, because all the snot and the eye boogers and cries that came out. That came out the pores.
From the 409, it's a mother-in-law who had just gotten kicked out of her house for cheating on her husband, comes to their house, stays the night all night. She was trying to talk to my wife real awkward. Oh, yeah, real mm-hmm. awkward. I don't even know what to say to that. I really shouldn't have read that as the very last part of the segment. However, I guess shout out to Drake May, who will have his own difficult situation as he gets thrown to the wolves that are the Texans defensive line and defense in general, because I don't want to forget Aziz Al-Shaair just throwing himself like a torpedo through the line. More power to you, Drake May. More power to you, Drake May, as you start for the first time this weekend.
Good luck.
You're not too much luck, though.
Yeah, not too much.
The adequate amount of luck to you, sir. All right, you're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, Astro season is over, but Rocket season is getting ready to go, and Adam Spillane covers both of them. So let's talk to our guy, Adam Spillane, next in the Loop. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.